This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wrapped up his historic visit to Poland after holding meetings with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Sebastian Duda in Warsaw yesterday. Mr. Modi described his visit to Poland as a special one and called the Central European nation India's valued friend. In a social media post, PM Modi said this visit gave an opportunity to deepen cooperation with a valued friend. He said our friendship can certainly contribute to a better planet. Mr. Modi also thanked the Polish people and government for their warmth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Kyiv today on the second and final leg of his two-nation tour to Poland and Ukraine. Mr. Modi is visiting Ukraine at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky. In his departure statement ahead of his visit to Poland and Ukraine, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to the opportunity to build upon earlier conversations with President Zelensky on strengthening bilateral cooperation and share perspectives on a peaceful resolution of the ongoing Ukraine conflict. He said, as a friend and partner, we hope for an early return of peace and stability in the region. United Nations Secretary General hopes that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Ukraine will contribute to ending the war, his spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said. Asked for a reaction to Prime Minister Modi's visit to Ukraine amid the war, Dujarric said, we have seen a lot of heads of state and government travel to the region and we hope that all of these visits will bring us closer to an end of the conflict in line with General Assembly resolutions, international law and territorial integrity. The first National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the main function, which will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. On the occasion of National Space Day, the President will honor the winners of Robotics Challenge and Bharatiya Antariksh Hackathon. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Washington yesterday evening on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. During the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and also meet the U.S. National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. The defense minister will also chair a high-level roundtable meeting with the U.S. defense industry on the ongoing and future defense collaborations. Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ramon Naidu has launched the guidelines for seaplane operation under RCS Udan. The guidelines prioritize the safety and security of seaplane operations and clearly outline the responsibilities of each stakeholder from the operators to the regulatory bodies. The guidelines ensure seamless and efficient rollout of the seaplane operations across the nation. Speaking on the occasion in New Delhi, Mr. Naidu said that the guidelines aim to connect remote areas of the country and make travel more accessible for all. He added that after the success of RCS Udan, the government is considering to propose RCS Udan 2.0 for the next 10 years. Paris Olympics silver medalist Neeraj Chopra finished second in the men's javelin throw event at the Lausanne Diamond League 2024 competition in Switzerland last night. The star Indian athlete produced his season-best throw of 89.49 meters to finish second behind Grenadian ace Peters Anderson, who reached 90.61 meters in his final attempt. In football, the Indian under-20 men's team will face Maldives in the last Group B match of SAF U20 Championship 2024 at the ANFA complex in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match will start at 2:45 p.m. IST. Group topper India already have their one foot in the semifinals of the competition, having earned 3 points from one match so far. Even a draw against the Maldives will be enough for India to reach the semis. And that is the end of this news bulletin.